Hello, listeners. Welcome to our summer series spectacular. If you're fans of any of these podcasts, then you know we've been releasing some special episodes over on our Patreon. And unfortunately, we have not gotten the response that we had hoped. So we have discontinued our Patreons for now, but would like these episodes to be enjoyed by a larger audience. I want to start by apologizing to the people who did pay a few dollars to get these exclusive episodes when they were exclusive. Your generosity and support is still very appreciated, and hopefully in the future we will offer some more exclusive episodes over there and see if we can't get a few more supporters to join you over on that special feed. But until then, we're going to be releasing these special episodes right here, right now, and all summer long. On the Time Pop feed, we have some what we call time travel-ish movies. Things that are kind of, you know, maybe time-altering, mind-bending, reality-fuckery kinds of movies that I think you will enjoy on this main feed, even if they don't fall directly into our time travel purview. I may or may not have used that word properly. Whatever. For our Thank the Light audience, because there's only so much Wheel of Time content out there. Over there on the Patreon, we were experimenting with some other fantasy movies. So hopefully you're just a fan of Justin, Jeremy, and Desmond talking about stuff. So we're going to have some fantasy film discussions on the Thank the Light feed. And on the Movies R Us feed, apologies. We're going to take a little bit of a break from official Movies R Us releases just because we got really busy. You know, we knew this summer was going to be a little bit busy. We were doing our best to get caught up. And Desmond is moving. Justin is probably going to be moving. And Jeremy doesn't want to do the podcast by himself. So we're going to, again, hopefully you're just fans of us and what we talk about. And even if it is not an official toy-related product, hopefully you will enjoy us talking about some fantasy movies over there as well, just because our voices are beautiful. I hope you enjoy these special episodes. If you're only subscribing to Time Pop, why don't you subscribe to Movies R Us and or Thank the Light so you can get some other exclusive movie content. If you just like to hear us talking about films, it's going to be a great summer. We will definitely be back with new content. We have some very exciting things we're going to put into motion for Thank the Light. Movies R Us is just going to be back in full effect later this summer. We're liking what we're doing over there. We have a lot of fun movies to talk about. And if you're a Time Pop fan and you like listening to Scott and I just talk about weird, mind-bending movies, let us know at timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. If you're enjoying this, us expanding our definition of Time Pop movies, and we may put more of these types of movies on this feed in the future. If you're a Movies R Us fan, just let us know when we get back to our official Movies R Us. Let us know some movies you want us to move to the top of our list. That is moviesruspod@gmail.com. That is moviesruspod@gmail.com. And if you're a Thank the Light fan, Wheel of Time fan, as you know, the show is getting put off. So we're trying to figure out the best way to discuss the books. Again, we've got some exciting things that we're going to do there to try to hype up those book discussions as we wait for more Wheel of Time episodes to get back to Amazon Prime. And if you enjoy listening to us talk about fantasy movies, maybe we can squeeze one of these in here and there just to spice it up as we wait for Rafe Judikins to get those episodes out to us. And whatever feed you're listening to, send us a message. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, because these shows are nothing without you. So if, you know, we're not going to listen to all your suggestions, but if you want to sheepdog us in a direction that makes us more fun to listen to and maybe bring more people into the fold, we would love to hear from you. ThankTheLight@gmail.com, TimePopPod@gmail.com, MoviesRUsPod@gmail.com. That is movies, the letter R, us, pod@gmail.com. Enjoy.
Knowing what you want to see. Knowing what you like, I'm your fantasy. Keep it real tight like you want to be. Sounding real nice like a melody. Melody, yeah, yeah, yeah. We could dance around like the leaves in the trees.
This guy go to Yosemite again or what?
Oh, he's here. We got him.
I'm here.
J-E-R-M-E-E-M-U-I. Why? Because I said so. That's why.
What?
That's Patreon, baby. We got all the time in the world.
This is the beginning of the show. So lead us off with a good story, Jeremy.
I feel like Han Solo. And I'm like, you know how he's like at that one point when they're trying to leave? We're trying to leave. And you're going to pull this? Yeah, totally. I'm like, literally.
That goes there.
Got it. But I was just like, we just had this talk. She's like 3 weeks away from moving in with her son who's, and it's going to be better. And oh my gosh, why? We just had the talk. She agreed.
She lied. She's a liar. She's a liar.
I'm going to be the first 80-year-old ever to just give up. Every 80-year-old I know, they're like, I can still drive. I can still climb ladders. I'm just going to be like, I'm 80.
If I can afford someone to wipe my ass, we're doing it.
You go open shit. I'm 80. I gotta play PlayStation 10.
I gotta play PlayStation and my bong is right here. So you guys, well, don't you want it to be locked up and safe? No.
No, no.
If you want to come get me, come get it. I don't care.
You'd actually be the second person because Desmond, our grandma, first, she was like, you know what? I'm not as fast as I used to be. And I don't think that I would be able to stop if some kid ran out in front of me. So I'm just gonna stop driving.
Gee, God bless her.
Exactly.
Grandma Gaines?
Yes, she is a saint among women and men.
She really is. She put up with her grandfather for a long time, too. He's a tough guy.
Yes, our grandpa. And she got a speeding ticket when she was 75, too.
Yeah.
And she was very pissed at the cop about it.
Oh, first time she'd ever been pulled over, right? She was so mad.
Oh, got a speeding ticket, and she was like, she had a heavy foot, too.
I've been driving tractors since I was 8 years old. So the first thing we need to do is laugh at Justin.
Okay.
For not knowing how. It's fine. You can leave it sideways. We're just going to make fun of you for being bad at technology.
I don't think it's my fault, honestly.
No, I'm sure it's not.
I know there's an option in there somewhere. Like I said, I'm not going to make you dig for it anymore.
Hey, yeah.
But we're just going to start this out properly. And I'm also going to start this out.
I got it, dude.
Oh, did you just have to turn it? Oh, do you have to turn it the other way?
No, it was literally the iPhone setting. So I just slid my menu down. So
awesome. Oh, okay.
It wasn't a Zoom setting.
Hey, look! The Dungeons and Dragons ride! Wow, neat!
Give me a break.
I don't like this!
Whoa! What's happening? Whoa!
Where are we?
Look out!
Fear not, Ranger. Barbarian, magician, thief, cavalier, and acrobat.
Who was that?
That was Venger, the force of evil. I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
I have a confession to make.
You didn't watch the movie?
The podcast just started, and I don't know what we're doing. I didn't write a fancy intro. I didn't. The one thing is for sure that by now the listeners have already heard our awesome new Patreon music. I don't know what it is yet, but sometime tomorrow when I'm editing this, I'm going to go digging for some new music, and you just heard it, and it's awesome. And welcome to Patreon, everybody. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for throwing out a few shekels.
Mazel tov.
Thank you for helping us figure this out in real time. We're going to talk about a movie. We're going to talk about some other stuff.
Bong hits.
You're gonna find out all this stuff. You're going to realize how much shit I cut out of our Wheel of Time episodes to get them under 3 hours. Because Patreon, the mics are on, baby. There's no such thing as a tangent too big for the Patreon level.
Nice.
So the one thing's for sure, the only thing I can do is throw a few facts at you right now. We watched Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, from the great year of our Lord, this 2023. rated PG-13, directed by John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein, starring Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez. I'm going to fuck this up. Rajay Jean Page.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Awesome. Justice Smith, Sophie Lillis, Hugh motherfucking Grant. lots of other great, great people.
Bradley Cooper's in it.
Bradley Cooper's in it.
As a little guy.
So this is what we're going to do. We don't want to put any Wheel of Time content behind a paywall. So that's just going to stay out on the main feed. So what we're going to just talk about other fantasy films that aren't Wheel of Time and talk about why maybe they should be Wheel of Time.
Or maybe Wheel of Time could take something from Dungeons and Dragons.
Maybe it could.
Can I tell you something? I love this movie.
I kind of did too. Because I tried to watch it before and I was like, oh, I was just like not in the right headspace. And I watched it and I laughed. I giggled. It was good.
I didn't realize it was going to be so much of a comedy.
Yeah.
And when I started watching it, I thought, okay, the comedy of this, I mean, maybe if I was a Dungeons and Dragons fan, like the roll top playing game, I guess that's what it is. maybe if I was that, I might be upset.
I've done it enough. No, I've heard some people who like it kind of liked it. It was pretty true because I was talking with a person who plays Dungeons and Dragons today all the time.
Oh, cool.
And I mentioned a few things and they were like, they corrected me on it. I'm like, no, she's a tiefling. She's half demon and half elf. And I'm like, oh, okay, great.
Cool. Awesome.
So yeah, it was, I got
my son plays D&D and I think he was like, oh no, it was, you know, they had some good like Easter eggs, I guess, for the people who really play it. And there was one for me too.
Oh, which we'll get
to. Yeah, there was one for me.
My biggest experience with D&D is listening to people play it on podcasts.
What's the one podcast that they do it in? It's like this Hollywood one.
Oh no, not that
it's
one.
It's not that one.
But no, I listen to the McElroy brothers, the guys who do My Brother and Me.
Oh, Justin McElroy and those guys. Yeah.
Griffin McElroy. They play Dungeons and Dragons with their dad.
Oh, no way.
they I haven't listened to it in a long time, but I really enjoyed it. And like I realized I was not into fantasy growing up so much. And so I just steered clear of D&D because I just didn't get the whole Hobbits Wizards thing. And then I like learned later on that they had basically the D&D style game. They had packaged it in sci-fi with a sci-fi wrapping. And I'm like, oh, if I had known about that when I was 15, I would have nerded the fuck out.
Yeah. So you had no love for fantasy, but you like sci-fi.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. As everyone knows, I'm not a reader. So like that's how you get into fantasy.
True.
Is by reading short novels as a kid. So since I never read any of those novels, you know, I read, you know.
What about Dragon Slayer growing up? Did you watch Dragon Slayer? What?
I knew about it.
That was a great movie.
I just remember the game Dragon Slayer, and it was such a quarter eater that I couldn't get good at it. Like,
No. That's a different movie. That's one.
Dragon's Lair. That's different.
Dragon's Lair.
Yeah.
Oh, also, you know, Jeremy, you know what? I'll have to say this. Like, it's funny that you were saying a few weeks ago, you said you're like grade point average. You graduated. Like, you're probably one of the reasons I'm smarter. Like, I'm smart, but I have ADD really bad.
Right.
And so one of the ways that I paid attention was like statistics of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And the Choose Your Own Adventure books mm-hmm. that you showed me when we were what, like mm-hmm. when you lived at the greenhouse, what were you like? I was probably like 10, 11.
I was 10. You would have been 9. Yeah. Or yeah, no, I turned 11. So you might've been 10.
It was, correct me if I'm wrong, Lone Wolf novels, right?
You, dude. Yes. Yes. You remembered that.
But I loved those. And then, you know, you obviously got me into Wheel of Time. And then the Sword of Truth was pretty good for a while until they got super repetitive. And
yeah.
And like BDSM, Terry Goodkind, that guy's got a dungeon for sure.
That guy is.
I'm down with BDSM in a dungeon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? Some of the stuff he wrote about was like in like the books, some of the later books. It's a political. He got kind of politically charged, coming true like right now.
Oh.
Oh, that's kind of scary. No, he was a good writer. It's just, you know, he got, he would, you know, like Robert Jordan focus a little bit too much on like, you know, rapey and weird sex stuff. And it's just like.
That and then the rants, like Richard would go on these rants of just like.
Yeah. Or Dark and Rawl at first would go on these rants and shit. You're just like, dude, quit it. But, you know, those are two things, like, honestly, like, that's why I laughed, because I was like, God, I graduated, I think, with like a 3.2 or 3.3. I was like, and probably because, not because I wasn't smart, but because one of the ways I focus my ADDs is you were the person that showed them to me.
Well, I wish you would have listened to me.
Nobody else helped me with that shit. They just, my parents were like, calm down, punch, you know, like, go do chores.
Here's a baseball. Go run.
Yeah, seriously, Justin, go run around the house and just talk the whole time. Nah, 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 nah.
Well, you guys just reminded me why I was hell-bent on starting a movie Patreon, because I'd be like, fuck books.
I'd be like, my favorite TV, my favorite books are TV shows.
My favorite books are movies.
I didn't realize how little of a reader you were until we started going through, like, you know, the off-season stuff, and you're just like, sometimes your face, you're just like, I was like, you're not even reading it, you're listening to it, and you're just like,
that's so funny.
Also, Legend of Zelda from the fantasy stuff, dude.
Oh
yeah, Zelda is great.
That was hugely formative.
Was that a book first, or was that after?
No, just from playing video games, you know?
Oh yeah.
And then we would play Zelda, and then we'd, like, when our parents, like, made us turn off the Nintendo, we would read those books all night together. Yeah. And, like, he'd have one, I'd have one, and be like, oh, this just happened.
Yeah.
And shit. And then, but the really, the honestly, if I'm really thinking about it, besides those books, the very first thing, I'd go visit my grandma, my grandpa Ken and my grandma Vernie in Stockton. And I had two friends. I had a sports friend and I had a nerd friend, and they lived on either side of my grandparents' house. Mike Rasmussen was the nerd friend, and Ryan Huntley was the sports friend, and we'd all get together and play D&D, but I couldn't sit down, so, like, I'd make a character and we'd go play. We'd go play wiffle ball for 9 hours. Mike didn't really do sports, so, like, me and Ryan hung out a lot more because we'd always be doing stuff, but we'd go to Mike's house and play the Bard's Tale.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Do either one of you guys know what the Bard's Tale is?
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it. I've never played
talk
it.
About it.
It was literally scrolling words.
Yeah.
And it was a computer game that basically was dice rolls.
It was a text game.
Yeah.
It was a text game. And it would have, like, it would have one picture of, like, a mercenary, like, cleaning his sword, or like a dragon or a mage, like, throwing a fireball back and forth. But I love that, the dexterity points and all that shit. So that's where my fantasy came from, for sure. Like, that's my...
You know what's getting released tomorrow on Time Pop is we played a time travel board game called Time Stories. And we were playing. I'm like, well, I might as well record this. And so I chopped and screwed that. And I hopefully it plays okay. I think it could have probably used one more chop session to cut out some stuff. But it was just one of those things where it's like, hey, I'm doing something time travel. And put it on. Oh, there we go. Justin's got the...
Nice. Got the bullet.
Bullet bourbon.
The bullet.
Hey, guys, if you ever wanted to sponsor us, I'll just drink myself to death. So.
I'll get off the wagon if Bullet Bourbon sponsors us.
Honestly, I've drank a lot of bourbons now. Bullet and Bullet Rye are probably my...
Well, they mix well with Dr. Pepper. Like, even if you don't just mix them, if you just, like, have a Dr. Pepper on the side.
Oh, yeah. It's a chaser. And you know why? Because it's kind of caramely and vanilla-y.
This Jolly Rancher really brings out the flavor of this.
of this dirty tequila.
Of this cough syrup.
Before we get moving, the one thing that I played that was D&D.
Yeah, no. We're moving, brother.
The one thing that I played, and it was Justin and I, was Justin had a copy of the game Dragon Warrior, and that really, like, opened up my mind to, like, all these crazy games. It was the first time I'd ever played an RPG. I didn't even know what it was, and I think they use the Dungeons and Dragons behind the scenes, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It was a mix between that and Bard's Tale, because you had some gameplay, but you had a lot of scroll, like, words.
It was just like a static picture and some scrolling words and stuff like that. But, man.
But then you walked around the world, remember?
Exactly. And that game for us, which was, if you go back and play it, you're just like, what the heck? There's nothing to this. But for us, it was just like, oh my gosh, we need to find this armor so that we can go to this area.
Beat this dragon, dude. It was so serious. So many all nighters.
Next month, we're watching The Princess Bride, and that movie starts with him playing a text-based fantasy game.
Does it?
No, it does not. No.
Oh, am I thinking of Big?
You're thinking of Big.
Oh, man.
Yes.
But Princess Bride starts with him playing a game called Hardball on the Commodore 64, which I also used to play with my nerdy friends in Stockton next to my grandparents' house. Real talk. We would play that game. We would play that game and we would look at our baseball cards and we would fucking make lineups to go play wiffle ball and announce the whole games. Remember how we used to do that shit, Jeremy?
Yes, I would drive up for an hour to Justin's house just to play like wiffle ball for 2 hours and then turn around and come home.
Idiots. Seriously.
How many people? Like just like three people? Or do you guys have like...
Just me and him.
Just me and
oh,
him.
Oh my God. That is...
That was it.
That's nerdier than any D&D shit.
Right?
Oh yes, by far. Like if I've ever made fun of a nerd for doing something stupid, just listen to what I just said.
But we would drive around and look for smaller baseball fields with good fence so that we could play like tennis ball home run derby too.
Oh my God.
Hours. Yes. Spend hours driving around. Oh, hours. Jacked up on Mountain Dew. Just jacked up on Dew.
This one time, me and Justin were playing at this one field and I was doing Taekwondo at the time. And so I walked up to this fence and it was locked because we'd hit a ball over the fence and he's like, kick it, dude. You're doing Taekwondo. And I did like this jump kick. And when I did, it like knocked the chain off. And he was all, no way, no way. He made me feel like 10 feet tall. And I think I was like, I think the chain just kind of came off.
It was rusty.
Yeah. But he was all, that was so awesome.
Oh, you're like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Can you do the splits?
No, I cannot.
Only above a doorway.
Yeah, or only between two cars. Awful Volvos, though. They have to be Volvos.
Or two semi-truck trailers near the...
That's what I meant, the Volvos. Yeah,
that also works. That also works.
But only when they're moving at 50 miles an hour like Footloose.
Jesus Christ. Okay, should we talk about this movie?
So I saw this movie in theaters.
Did you?
Of course you did.
I do. I
what, by yourself?
Oh, yeah, always.
Okay.
Always. I only go to the movies by myself. That's daddy's alone time.
He's always done that too. He'd do that when he was 22.
And to the point,
I used to do it too.
So I didn't like rush. I'm not like, oh fuck D&D, I gotta go. I'm like, I'm usually halfway to the theater scrolling through.
I'm
my
going
phone.
To see something.
Yeah. Trying to figure out what I'm gonna see. So I wasn't bummed, but I was like, oh yeah, cool, D&D, let's do that. And I loved this movie in the theater. Like, I was super psyched about it. Watching it the second time through on the couch did not grab me the same way. Like, I definitely enjoy this movie. I'm sure I'll watch this movie again. But whatever grip it had on me was that theater experience, the huge screen, the loud stereo and all that. And I feel like I caught more, because that's what I think they did a really good job. You talk about, like, not only is it funny, but it's like, it's funny, like five best friends sitting around a table playing D&D all night.
Yeah. Right.
Just
yeah. That was one of the things I said. There's a couple of times when they like in it's not there's sometimes when the banter is like really great and kind of quick. And then like it's like someone playing it.
Yeah.
And then there are other times when it's like a dungeon master is reading out the scenario that's going on.
Yeah.
And I loved both of it. I thought it was great. I mean, I hope that it was an intentional thing because it seemed intentional and I love it.
Well, when the bridge collapsed, that was definitely intentional because he went on and on and on about that bridge. And you know, someone's just looking at the dungeon master going, fuck off.
Oh, when he steps one foot on the bridge, he goes, oh, I didn't.
But the guy before that, he's like, you got to go. You got to go one, two steps.
It's every,
then you got to go.
On, yeah, yeah. On steps.
On and even.
Yeah.
Just like,
dude, no, that's what that guy, that was the guy. What was his name? Zank?
Jean-Claude.
No.
Zamfir, master of the pan flute.
Zank. His name's Zank.
Yeah. Rege.
He's so literal. It's like.
Yeah.
The dungeon master wrote this guy. Yeah. This dungeon master wrote this guy to be your guy. He's like an NPC in a game. If you don't ask the right questions, you won't get the right answer.
No, you're right. Because before he shows up, it's just a bunch of knuckleheads running around. And then he shows up and his whole time there, he's kind of the dungeon master. Like, hey, focus. We got to get this. And then
he's like, oh, I have to leave you on your own and you have to go on your way or whatever.
He walks so straight. Look at him.
I know, he's just looking. Look, is he going to go around the rock? No, nope, right, he's going to go. He's going to go right over it.
Wow,
dude, that prison that they're in is like worse than Shawshank. It's fucking like just ugly. Oh, one of the first things, like right away, it had me like somebody. I don't remember who it was, but somebody busted out the word skullduggery, and I was like, oh god,
yeah,
so good.
I had the best intentions of taking notes. I'm like, this is my job. I'm going to take some notes.
I did too.
I didn't know what I started watching. I'm like, I think I even wrote down, here's my notes I took.
I started out and I just stopped like a third of the way through the movie. Not even a third, probably like a fifth of the way.
That's so funny. I stopped like three quarters of the way of the movie and just enjoyed watching the movie at that point.
I did too.
Like halfway. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch this because I'm just enjoying it. It's funny. We're going to have more than enough to talk about.
Three words. I wrote down Jarnathan.
Jarnathan.
Jarnathan popped in my head like five times a day when I was like talking to customers. I'm like,
Jarnathan?
What if this guy's name was Jarnathan?
Jarnathan? You know what?
Is he going to be here soon?
Jarnathan would totally get this. I wrote down Jarnathan, Skullduggery, and Time Stop. Because when I take notes for Time Pop, I know what I'm taking notes about. Like, I'm like jotting down dates and times and then Wheel of Time, we obviously have like a focus. And I was watching this. So I was like, am I just going to like write down the whole dialogue? Like, what am I focusing on? And so, yeah, like you guys, I'm just like, how about I just enjoy the movie? Like, that seems like a good plan.
I mean, I got some notes, so I could kind of, I can run us through some shit.
And I got the movie on in the background right now. So.
Me too.
That's awesome. I wrote down like, this reminds me certain things, Bardstow game, like the cleric, a cleric is a healer. They mentioned that right away.
Yeah.
I noticed they mentioned Baldur's Gate. I didn't know if I didn't realize that is a D&D thing, like the games, Baldur's Gate.
Well, Neverwinter 2 is another, there's a video game. It's Neverwinter Nights is a video game.
Well, and I mean, come on. The first time we see Hugh Grant's fucking smarmy ass, don't you just know he's a double crosser?
Oh, God.
Of course. Yeah.
You're like, oh, you fucking piece of shit. Already?
You smirky goddamn bastard.
He's so good.
But also, do you guys agree that Chris Pine, he needs to be in way more comedies. He's funny, man.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a movie. God damn it. I can't think of the name of it. It's like, it's the guy from,
Was Chris Pine in Mallrats?
No. Shut up. No. God damn it, dude. I'm trying to think of something. There is a movie. What's the movie? Insidious, right? With the guy, that guy, the main character, the dad. He is in a movie where he is a limo driver. And Chris Pine is it?
Chris Pine is, or the other guys?
Both of them. The other guy is a limo driver, and Chris Pine is like one of his people he has to take around. He's like some movie star. He is hilarious in that movie, and I cannot think of them. Limousine, maybe?
Who are we talking about? I still don't know who we're talking about.
I can't think of his name right now.
Is he in this movie? Is he in D&D?
No. It's just, okay. He's in a movie with Chris Pine, and it's a funny movie with Chris Pine.
Okay.
Stretch. Is it called Stretch?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm looking. It's uncredited too.
Wow. Okay. It's pretty funny.
Well, what's funny is you go through his list of movies. There's not a lot of comedies. And I just thought, man, he is really, really good. He can deliver a line very dryly, but funny. You know?
No, he's really funny, dude. He's really funny. Lisa found that movie randomly and she's like, dude, I don't know who this guy is, but he's funny. It's Chris Pine. He's insane. He's insane. At one point, he like tries to parachute into the limousine naked or something. I don't know. That's
crazy. Of all, you know, every time he's in a movie, though, you're never like, that's a Chris Pine movie. I don't want to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
He's always in something and he makes it good.
Yeah. He's one of those guys where I'm like, I haven't heard anything about this movie, but Chris Pine's in it. I'll check it out.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude. No. Okay. That's what it was. I couldn't read this at first. Going back to Hugh Grant being a double crosser, his little like, I'll take care of Kira. Like his little fist bump. I'm like, oh, you fucker.
You dirty rat.
So I guess it came like the Tablet of Reawakening. It was actually that, right? I thought it was bullshit. I thought it was like some other thing to get rich.
Oh, really? You thought that he was lying to his daughter?
Well, because at the one point he says it's called the Tablet of Money or something like that, right?
I believe that Chris Pine thought it was that. I figured Hugh Grant was like lying to him to
get, and that's how he got rich.
That's how he got rich. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
No, or like it was like a wish granter or something. Then I was like, we got to, you get to, yeah, towards the spoiler alert, you get to the end and it actually does bring people back from the dead.
Ta-da.
Even if they're cut by a Thayan wizard blade.
I'm getting this confused right now with I also had to watch, for my other podcast, I had to watch Slaughterhouse-Five. So
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
So I got Slaughterhouse-Five and Dungeons & Dragons all weaving a nasty little...
a nasty bloody mess in my brain.
Can I tell you a Slaughterhouse-Five story real quick?
Absolutely.
Oh, Jesus.
First, you finish your thought, and then I'll tell it to you.
I'm done.
Desmond. Okay. Sorry. So I'm flipping through the channels one day. And I come across Slaughterhouse Five. I've never heard of Slaughterhouse Five.
Not a big Kurt Vonnegut fan.
I'd never heard of Kurt Vonnegut, I think. I was probably like, I don't know, 18 or something like that. And so I'm like sitting there and I'm like,
who's Kurt Vonnegut?
What am I watching? What am I watching? This movie is so strange. And then I had to do like a deep dive. Like, who's Kurt Vonnegut? What is this? And why is this movie so weird?
Yeah, especially like that movie's fucking crazy enough. If you jump in 5 minutes late, you're like,
and I did.
Did I miss 2 hours?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck did I miss? Like,
no, you didn't.
What is it called? What's it called again?
Slaughterhouse Five. It's about a guy.
He's unstuck in time.
Yes, it's a time travel movie where he jumps all around.
Wow. Listen to Time Pop coming up in a couple of weeks, people. We'll discuss whether it is or isn't a time travel movie.
What's his name? Billy
Zane.
Billy. Yes.
No, I was wrong.
Oh, my God. Why can't I fucking think of his? I just talked about him all night last night. All I can think of is Paul Lazzaro, because he says his name 100 times in that movie. I'm fucking Paul Lazzaro. I'll show you. Paul Lazzaro will show you what to do. Paul Lazzaro. Fuck you, Paul. Hey, you know who Paul Lazzaro is? Paul Lazzaro is Rachel's dad in Friends.
That's right. My God. Is he the guy who gets aced?
Did you just use the term aced for kill, you nerd?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I was looking at Smoking Aces, too, because that was another Chris Pine movie.
What?
Yeah, he's in Smoking Aces.
You know what? He's funny in that, too. He's one of the brothers.
He's one of those, like the white trash brothers.
Dude, that movie's so funny. Dude, that's the first, you know, before Jason Bateman kind of made his like really big kind of like huge comeback, he's the lawyer in that. And he's like, he goes, hey, keep your dirty fucking dick beaters off my rabbits.
So, yeah, we get introduced to our main character. He escapes from prison, even though he didn't have to.
Yeah, we're approving your pardon.
And yeah, he's like, so great.
Jonathan fucking walked in and screwed up everything.
And then they go straight up. Do they steal those horses, or were those horses left there for their escape?
No, they totally stole those horses.
They totally stole those horses. Them. Yeah.
And then they go through Middle Earth. You saw, you know, yeah. Sauron's eye as yep. they're leaving.
And then they put together their team, and Michelle Rodriguez is a badass. Or, well, I guess they don't put together. She was already with him. Their old flame. But they were in a prison cell together. Not bad being in jail with your lover. Like, there's worse.
I don't think they're lovers.
They were lovers.
Oh, that's right.
She made it pretty obvious they were.
She's like, fucking
that's
gross.
Right. But they like, I forget, because like they were together for like 15 years.
Oh, easily.
Brother and sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But has there ever been a woman that's 5'4 and 130 pounds that played more badasses?
Oh, no.
Never.
No.
You're like, wow, every movie, really? Okay.
I've been rewatching.
You gonna tell her no? I don't want to fight.
I've been rewatching Lost, and she's just.
Oh, right.
God,
she's in Lost?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I have mostly it's on in the background while I'm editing. Like, there's no way I wish I could get myself to watch Lost again.
I'm glutton for punishment.
It's fucking.
Yeah.
The ride is so good, Jeremy. I am. When I do pay attention and focus, it's just like, this is really good. I know it's doing a nosedive and it's going to crash in 6 seasons. And I don't care because I love all these characters. It's so
great. You ever like go, were you ever like watching it and you're like, oh, I forgot that they brought that, you know, that mystery up.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait until they pay that. Oh, they pay that. That's right. They never pay that off. Oh, right. Never.
Oh, okay. Look, another check they never cashed.
Yes, seriously. Yeah, there's this one scene that I remember to this day. And it's, who was the bug-eyed guy that was the leader of the others? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know his name.
Yeah.
Anyways.
John Cryer.
John Cryer could have played him, actually.
Yeah. Is John Cryer on Lost? I would not be surprised if John Cryer was on Lost.
Dude, I notice that all the time when I'm hunting through people's bios. I'm like, she was in 2 episodes? Because with the flashbacks, there's so many fucking
so many
people in that
yes.
show.
And people would just be like, it's a popular show. Let me get on it for one episode.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's a scene and he's telling, I think it was Locke. Imagine there's a box. And inside that box, you can imagine anything. And like that was, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so pertinent to every season that comes. It's literally the last time it's ever brought up.
Yep. Well, and that's that's actually the choreograph of the ending. You never see what's in the fucking box.
So stupid. So stupid. No, remember his dad shows up and he strangles his dad in there.
Oh, yeah. That's
remember
right.
That?
Things do come out of that box.
Yeah. His dad shows up and he's like tied to a chair and he's like.
All right, everybody, we got a $5 level where Jeremy and I will rewatch Lost.
Oh, it's going to have to be a lot higher than that.
Ten.
I'll watch it with you for the first time.
That would be fucking rad to watch Justin go through it for the first.
Because I literally don't know shit about Lost. Zoe one time tried to make me crash my car.
Yeah.
By trying to tell me about it by boring me to sleep. She's like, and then she was so excited.
Your
about
wife
it.
Would be forced to watch it too. So we'd have to get Lisa on there just so her time wasn't totally wasted.
And it's not fantasy, so she might enjoy it. But it's also fantasy, so she might hate it.
No, it's one of those shows that's interesting enough. Like Desmond said, it's about the ride. We've watched plenty of, you know what, we've watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space. We went to Hollywood Video and rented that movie after searching really hard for a lot of stuff.
Oh!
So, you know, we're not opposed to
story time. Here's my story of the podcast.
Yes.
Justin was like, it was fucking late. Like, it was late.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know what brought it on. I think we had seen it recently. Maybe we rented it for Blockbuster. And Jess is just like, I want to watch fucking basketball right now. I want to watch basketball. And I said, give me $20 in your car keys. And I drove around. I ended up finding it in a Walgreens.
In Ballard, yeah?
I think so. I think it was way up. Because I knew at that time.
Because you went to Fred Meyer on like Lake City, and then you like went over to Northgate.
I went to all the hot spots. Like, I went to Best Buy, Fred Meyer, all the big places, and they were like, no. I'm like, oh, no one likes this movie. I'm going to hit the cheap bins. So then I started hitting pharmacies and hitting their $5 bins, and I fucking
You weren't gone that long, dude. You were only gone for like an hour and a half, and you came back with like Burger King, too.
Oh, I'm sure I did, because I had lots of money. Like I said, the movie cost me $5, so I spent the other 15 on burgers, I'm sure.
Yes.
And then we fucking watched basketball.
I had a couple beers, and I was done.
So I have a story that's kind of like that, but doesn't have as good of a happy ending. So...
And I just sat at home and smoked pot the entire time while I waited for him and played video games.
You come back and Justin's just like out.
He was
oh, no.
No way.
Honestly, I was slaying. It was probably a Friday night. I was probably waiting up for people to come by. I was
and I'm pretty
money.
Sure we didn't have cell phones yet. Like, so I was just gone.
I don't think so.
I was
no,
just
yeah, I couldn't leave the house because I had people coming by, bro. I was like, I can't leave, bro. Go
and
get
I
the movie for
call
me.
Like, and be like, I'm going to check another place. I'm driving farther away.
I did the same thing one night with my wife and I had watched the TV show Veronica Mars. And we loved it. We loved it. We thought it was great. So
fuck that show.
What?
Fuck that show.
You didn't like that show?
I can't hear people talk about that much. I can't do it.
I didn't think it was that much, but
oh,
okay.
Maybe it was just the three episodes I watched, but I'm just like,
he's lying. SVU's his favorite show.
If this is the main arc, I could watch a
wait, didn't you watch Game of Thrones?
That's between family members.
Anyways, I know it's a great show. I watched a couple episodes. I know it's great, but I could not get into it because of that.
Yeah, so we watched the show. And then when my daughter got like to be like 16, 17 or something like that, we were just kind of looking for stuff to watch all together. And so we're like, hey, we'll watch Veronica Mars because, you know, obviously it's about
probably. Our 17-year-old daughter will love it.
Desmond's, yeah, exactly.
We're going to teach you about revenge, youngster.
Everybody likes to watch that show with their dad.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm super comfortable.
We finished the last episode and then I was like, there's a movie. And they just crowdfunded.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, actually, I said just crowdfunded. It'd probably been like a year and a half. And I was like, let's go get the movie. And so, like, we're on a mission. We're like, get our sunglasses on. We got a half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. We drove around for like an hour and a half, went all the way to Modesto, and never even came close to finding it. I started doing exactly what you were doing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it wasn't that big of a movie. We'll go to the CVS. We'll go to the Walgreens. We'll check their bins. Nothing. Nothing. Never found it. And then we finally like bought it digitally.
Yeah.
Like 2 years later.
So kids, those of you who don't understand what we're talking about, back in the day, there was no streaming. You had to go get physical movies to watch them.
Exactly.
God, I sound like a dick. I'm just fucking around.
That's why we had a lot of them. We had hundreds of them in our house.
So I'm like, fucking my pilot that I bought, dude. I'm like, didn't realize it until I was driving it home. It has a fucking fully working DVD in it. DVD player. We listened to a movie when we were driving back from Idaho, Des. You would have loved it.
This is turning into story hour and I don't even care. Justin and I drove from Montana to Seattle and I bought a cigarette lighter power adapter so we could
How big was that screen? 6 inches? 4?
My thumbs, I'm making everyone at home, I'm making the director's rectangle, you know, and my thumbs are touching. My thumbs and fingers are touching. That's how big the screen was. And we plugged it. We had an Xbox sitting in between us.
Oh my God.
So we could listen to probably Family Guy was probably mostly what we were
Family listening. Guy was one of the main ones, yeah.
Yeah. And that's how we listened to movies on the way back in.
Dude, so those guys are pretty bad wizards. I mean, they're no Ishmael, but you know, they're pretty scary. The Red Witch is pretty scary. Or not Red Witch, that's Marvel, sorry.
Red Wizard.
So I know I know he's not a woman, so he can't be anyways, but where do you think the wizard ranks? You think he's accepted and they're trying to train him up, or do you think he's already been kicked out of the White Tower?
No.
which one are we talking about?
You talking about Simon?
Yeah, Simon. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that guy. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he's still novice, like
for sure.
He doesn't have the ability to control his, or he does, but he's just not very good.
No, he's got raw power, so he's probably accepted like Nynaeve, and then he like left the tower on some shit.
Like they want it every time they go to kick him out, he gets really mad and casts a really kick ass spell.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, like we gotta see if we can fucking hone this skill here.
He really is like Nynaeve, because they're like, You can pull off your greatest stuff when you think you're about to die.
Yeah, basically.
Far be it from me to body shame anybody, but do you love the fat dragon or what?
That was
so much. It reminds me of my dog Marley, man. Remember Marley? Just a little fucking gremlin, dude. Jesus.
So great. Oh my God, I love that dragon. And that's like, that's kind of classic dragon lore, isn't it? That they don't actually breathe fire. They can just, their breath is flammable.
Yeah. And then like, I think I always thought like some of them learn how to like make sparks or do, you know what I mean? Something like that.
Like click their teeth together or something. And then that's what gets it going.
I mean, Game of Thrones dragons, like they breathe it. So
in the movie Reign of Fire, it's two chemicals that they squirt out and then they combine together and light on fire.
Don't spoil it, Jeremy. We'll get to it.
Sorry.
We'll get to it.
I was going to say, why are you laughing at that? That's cool.
No, Reign of Fire is a good movie.
Oh no, I'm thinking of Dragonheart. The one with Sean Connery. With Sean Connery. No,
that's what I was thinking too. That's what I was thinking too.
No, right? Reign of Fire. Breathing is fire. Matthew McConaughey and Christian Bale.
Oh.
Yes, that is a good movie.
And Gerard Butler.
Oh, that's definitely going on the list. Holy crap.
Dude, that's a good movie.
Yeah. What's wrong with my lips? They're too big for your face. People like my lips.
Those lips? God. I love how he would just start singing too. That was pretty great.
Yeah.
And like how he doesn't carry a weapon the entire movie. He just has his lute.
He uses that lute as a weapon.
He's the Tom of Wheel. So, okay, let's put everyone in place. Okay.
Okay.
Chris Pine is Tom.
Definitely Tom.
Definitely.
Michelle Rodriguez is Nynaeve.
No, she's Perrin.
No, Perrin. She's Perrin.
That's right. Cause she
Simon's Nynaeve. The shape-changing chick doesn't have an equivalent.
Oh, we know who Leandrin is Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant is Leandrin.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Totally.
100%. 100%.
Doric. Who's Doric?
Doric has got to be like...
Is she Perrin?
Hopper or something. She's kind of... Yeah, because she has that ability. Elias, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Elias, I guess. Yeah, I have to be... Maybe a Gwen, because she's super powerful in the world of dreams. She can do... she could change into anything she wants. So I don't know. Maybe.
So maybe.
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 And then the red wizard, is that Ishamet? No, not Ishamel.
It'd be Lanfear. She'd be Lanfear.
Yeah,
she'd be Lanfear. Lanfear.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because she's she's hiding out, you know, in plain sight.
Yeah.
Also, she seems fucking super scary.
Yeah, she's kind of.
Did you guys laugh as hard as I did? Like when Michelle Rodriguez is like, "Yeah, then a deer." Like, yes, definitely. You'll turn into a deer in the middle of the castle. That'll make total sense. But then she does turn into a deer, and then does the Indiana Jones slide out the gate, and is like,
totally does
out. I thought it was so great.
That was pretty funny.
That was a really fucking cool scene, actually. That whole scene was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought it was too. I wrote that down too. I said, what a cool chase scene.
Yeah. And it was cool that they didn't like choreograph it. Like we were watching the bad guys chat, and then the Red Wizard's like, there's a blah, blah amongst us. And then the fucking chase is on, and it was rad.
I mean, her introduction was pretty dope too. And they're like, oh no, that's not her that's tied up to the tree. That's her. And just the horse changes into the, first of all, where, can I? I want an owlbear.
Well,
yeah, right.
Duh. Can I get a little one? Do they have miniature owlbears?
No, I want a big one because they seem super cuddly if they're your friend, and then they'll protect you real good.
I want a little one. I want a miniature owlbear.
Well, they'll be miniature for a while.
The actress that plays Doric, Sophia Lillis, who's been in It and a very underrated TV show.
Oh, that's where I seen her from. She was Beverly, dude.
Yes. But she was also in a very underrated TV show that was on HBO, and it was called Sharp Objects. Did you guys ever see that?
Oh, no.
She played the younger Amy Adams, and you want to talk about
perfect.
Crazy. I've heard about that show. I wanted to watch it. I just never got around to
you
it.
Well, Desmond, you might not like it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not the main topic, but there is it does come up.
She was in Asteroid City. I don't remember who she was because I just watched Asteroid City.
Oh, how did you like it? Are you a big Wes Anderson fan?
I am.
Me too. I am too.
I love a director who just continues to break all the rules and make it work.
Yes.
Like he just does everything wrong and it's so right that I love. Yeah. All right. Let's cut to the chase. The cemetery scene.
I laughed so hard.
It's so stupid and it's so fucking funny.
Well, and it follows the whole conversation about like, well, why can't you just magic it? And he's like, well, it doesn't work that way. Magic doesn't work that way. This is the real world.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I can do that.
And then he's like, oh, just ask him with magic. Oh, I actually can do that. I have this coin or whatever.
And I'm good at it.
Yeah, and I'm good at it.
But that, or the part where she's like, you know, the bridge falls in and she's like, well, magic us across. He's like, I can't just do that. And then he's like, wait, where'd you get that staff? Oh, it's a portal gun, basically.
It is. And that's, again, that's like people talking around a table.
Yeah.
Like you're at a table and you're like, we're fucked. And it's like, all right, fucking empty your pockets, fuckers. Like, we got to get out of this. And they
fucking. Yeah, what do you got? And they start ruffling through some pages.
Figuring it out. And it's like, oh, I got this hither dither stick that I forgot about.
See, you know what? And like, not to bring this back to Wheel of Time, but that's a way, like how those, what do you want to call it?
Portal stick?
Portal.
CGI.
Oh.
CGI or whatever. That they just need to square that up a little bit and you're traveling for Wheel of Time.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that's something they really needed to nail on Wheel of Time is the looks of traveling, because it needs to, it's important. So
can I ask you, do you think that they're going to do it that way? Or do you think that they'll make it something different?
You know, I saw some people talking about it online about maybe doing it different. I don't, if they just stick to the way gates, I'll be disappointed.
Well, if they're ever going to, because isn't using it as a weapon a big deal? Isn't using it as a weapon a big deal?
It becomes a weapon at certain points.
Yeah.
And like it's, traveling becomes very important because Rand starts jumping around through battlefields and they start using it to, it's just way too important in the story. I don't see how they could cut it out. I mean, maybe they will, but it's.
I agree. On one hand, it's super, super important. On the other hand, Randy Jugface.
There's always. I know, right?
Randy Jugface.
Randy Junkins.
I know. Fucking Randy Jonathan. Fucking Randy Jonathan Travis is singing.
Judy Rapkin.
He's singing the song of a longer than a whippoorwill. So let's go. Yeah, no, dude, that cemetery scene. God damn it. And he's like, no, I wasn't talking. Why did you have to put the question on it at the end? So funny. And then he's like, but, and then when they after the fifth question, just. Bah.
Did you guys stick around for the stinger?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it. I fast forwarded through the whole thing. What was the stinger?
It's in the middle. It's not at the very end. It's like after the like.
Was the guy still alive? Is that what it was?
Yeah. He's like, hello.
Yeah. Hello. Is anyone coming?
So this movie was funny because I just sat down and watched it. Like, ugh, all right, I got to do this. So I'm sitting on the couch. And then my wife, she's like doing stuff in the kitchen. And then all of a sudden she's like watching. And then she gets over. She's sitting next to me. And then we're both sitting there. We're just laughing.
That's awesome.
I did not expect that. I really didn't.
There's so many good one-liners. Like, I don't remember who even says it, but someone's like, oh, my sweet old ho-ho, talking to I think Michelle Rodriguez. And I was just, there are so many good ones where I like just kind of guffawed laughing. Oh, another one was, I don't remember who says it, but he's like, oh yeah, so-and-so's a real son of a bitch. And Zane goes, oh, his mother is the source of his evil. And I'm just like, God, I fucking laughed so fucking hard, dude. Like, God, man.
So great.
Or the other thing, when he's like, oh, this is the orifice. This is the only way in. To the, and he just like falls through it, looks like a big old butthole. Just there was just like, I thought this movie was going to be kind of dumb. And I was like, there were so many good one liners that cracked me up. I definitely will probably watch it again. So
we will watch, if not sooner, a year from now, we will watch D&D 2000.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay.
I'm sure it'll be just as good.
No, I've heard terrible things about it.
No, what? Come
on. It's pretty bad.
I don't believe that for a second.
I feel like the Thanes use the true power.
Who does?
Yeah, the bad guys.
Because they're hella dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The one thing I really liked is how they used the portal thing, too.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that the treasure wagon, like, scene when they're trying to, like, break into the keep or whatever, that was really fucking cool. And then when they start emptying it all out, like, yeah, that was really dope. I love that. I thought it was.
There's the scene when Michelle Rodriguez is trying to pull the guy out through it, and then the guards are looking up on the hill.
She's all, hey,
how's it going?
I had to look it up. I'm like, you know what? If Billy Zane is in Dungeons & Dragons 2000, I will not be surprised. He's not in the top cast, wherever he is. But Marlon Wayans is in it, so we're in for a good
heck
movie.
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Yes. At the end when they're kind of going for the last battle or whatever, Chris Pine's walking in, playing the lute and singing.
Oh, God.
It was like, that was pretty great.
Oh, that was so great. His face starts to melt off. I think that was one of my, because on my Run P app, it was like, this is your last chance.
And what did he just, his foot got stuck?
The guy casting the spell, his foot got stuck.
Run P.
Oh, it's the best app in the world.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It tells you when you can go pee during movies.
When you can go pee.
So like, obviously, so I came back in the middle of it because they're like, you want to get back because this is hilarious. But I kind of like, I missed the part where I realized it was, you know,
like a magic projection.
A hologram. Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck is going on?
His face is like, we just like talked about like the beginning of the movie and the very end of the movie. We hit on one thing in the middle.
It's just an adventure. It's just adventures. Oh, the best part of the hither dither stick, how they break into the carriage.
That's what we were just saying.
Oh,
when they were stealing the treasure and stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was so cool.
That was cool.
Well, and then they like they nailed it shut so like no one could like fall through it and everything or see it. But then the thing falls down. That was pretty dope. I love that. It was really cool. Sorry, Dez. I'm just saying what we were just saying that.
Yeah. Sorry. Obviously, I wasn't listening to you either. So we're all assholes.
What else is new?
That's kind of what we do. It's called Atahutta. It's great.
You people out there, you are the people we're all talking to. We're standing here looking That's at right. each other, but we're all just really trying to get our thoughts out to you listeners. We're not paying attention to what's going on. But yeah, it really, I mean, it's awesome and it's funny and it's great, but it's like, yeah, it's, you know, you get the band together and, you know, Chris Pine says at the beginning, he's like, I make plans and then they fail and I make a new plan. She's like, so you make plans that fail? Well, I mean,
when those plans fail, I come up with new plans. And
No. So this is just plan A again. No. Plan A's got a stink on it. This is plan C.
It's got a stink.
That made me laugh.
That made me laugh pretty good.
So it's just plan A?
Plan B.
Not plan A's got a stink
plan
on
it. Plan B stinks too. We're going to plan D.
Isn't plan B just the same? Isn't plan D the same as plan B? Yeah, but plan B's got a stink on it.
That one stinks too. So great.
Who do you think was your favorite character for the whole movie though?
I like Chris Pine, man. He made me laugh. That and the guy, and what was the guy's name?
The wizard dude was pretty good.
Zank
was pretty funny. He was pretty funny, dude.
It was either Zank or Doric were my favorite.
Yeah, I think Doric was my favorite character because she was just too cool, man.
Yeah,
she was a super badass. I love the owlbear scene and then like her running. It was really cool.
And her like, you know, instead of having a bow, I loved her fucking wrist. Her wrist rocket.
Yeah, her little wrist rocket. That was sick. I liked it too.
Super cool.
That's something that like a total like, you know, Dungeon Dragon nerd would give their character to be different, and I loved it.
So you don't have you're an elf though, don't you have a bow? Like, no, I don't got a bow.
What the fuck's my name? Legolas? Boring. I was watching one of those not Obi-Wan movies, and he does Lord of the Rings ones too, right?
Oh my god,
he does Lord of the Rings ones too. So there's one where it's Gandalf and it's Obi-Wan, and they're sitting there and like they're watching the scene with the cave troll, but all of the blades are replaced with lightsabers for the whole scene. And Gandalf's like, well, I mean, it's kind of like not great that they're just glowing. And he's like, Obi-Wan's like, who cares? You have a glowing sword. He's like, when would it not be advantageous? And he's like, sneaking around in the dark, like the hobbits are doing right now. It's so fucking funny, dude. I don't even remember why I started saying this.
When you tell me the highlights of it, I find it funny. When I watch them, I'm just like, I guess I kind of get it, but I don't want to watch.
Gandalf starts lighting his pipe with the lightsaber, and then like I love it. One of like the running bits is Ghost Qui-Gon is so mad because basically everybody who got stabbed with a lightsaber after him doesn't die. And he's like, Obi's like, well, there's this stuff they call it Bacta, and it got invented like a couple hours after he died. He's like, sorry, it's and then just, it's, oh god, it's fucking
funny. I heard another podcast recently bitching about that, just in general, that no one dies anymore in any movie. Like no superhero, even if you see the corpse, it's like he'll be in the next movie, like whatever.
Yeah,
like don't worry about it,
there'll be a time thing, it's fine.
Yeah, in worst case scenario, we'll just set a movie 10 years before. Hey, you know what? Michelle Rodriguez died in Fast and Furious. Who gives a shit? Bring her back!
Yeah, she's back.
Here's the thing. She had a twin sister that was lost at sea when they were babies, and she was raised in Sri Lanka, and she only drives rickshaws really fast. But now she's going to learn how to drive muscle cars.
That's right.
Oh. Connection of Wheel of Time to this movie. Anyone? Did anyone catch it? Anyone? You guys are losers. Lauren Balfe.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about Fast and Furious, motherfucker.
I don't want to talk to you about Fast and Furious. Nobody does.
I got hard copies, baby.
Why?
I saw the first movie in the theater, and that's the only one I've ever seen.
Shut up!
That's the first
one. Come on! You do not like fun!
That's same. Same.
And it's weird because I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Oh, my. I guess if you live that life, you don't want to watch it.
The connection, Des, did you catch the Wheel of Time connection and this movie?
Do we want to do that yet? I did want to talk. We got about 15 more minutes. Do we want to finish the movie and then go to connections?
You can do whatever you want. I don't have anything else to
just
say.
Don't,
so I'm just going to be
responding. Just don't forget that thought. I just want to talk about the final maze battle was cool.
That was the thing that was for me in there. Did you guys see there's two other teams that enter the maze?
Oh, is there three teams?
Yeah, there's three teams. There's our heroes.
Okay.
There's a team to the right of them and a team to the left of them. The team to the left of them are all the characters from the Dungeons & Dragons TV show from the 80s, the cartoon.
No
really?
Way!
Yes, yes. The ones who get trapped in the cage and he's going to let them out.
Oh!
Those are all the characters from the cartoon show.
Wow.
Yeah, super cool. So that was for me. And I was like, oh,
wow. I just got really excited.
So did you just catch it upon seeing it, or did you have to like Google it and see what is that from?
So I was looking at the trivia for the movie, and I happened to see it before I saw that before I watched the movie.
Okay.
But I think, honestly, for me, I would have recognized it because the costumes that they're wearing are spot on and they're so bright and vibrant.
And it's a cartoon, so they wore them every fucking episode.
Exactly.
Yeah, they never change.
Yeah. And if you could do this, I don't ever want to put anything extra on you, Dez, but if you could put the opening for the cartoon at the end of the show, that would be so awesome.
If it's easy to find, I'm sure I can just YouTube it. If I can just YouTube it, I can just throw it right in there. Nope.
I think every episode of the TV show is on YouTube.
Oh, rad. I'm watching the beginning of the fight real quick. I want to get a good look at these people. So just to wrap, not that we've gone through this movie at all, but our heroes get caught. They get thrown in the arena battle. The arena battle is all just a ploy to get everybody in one place so the red wizard can
make an army of the dead again, right?
Yeah, basically just make an army of the dead. And then, of course, our heroes thwart. No one dies. Do we see the red wizard die? We don't. They just, oh.
She does, remember?
Yeah.
She fucking dies.
That's
dude.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. She gets hulked. She gets
the owlbear. Like just the owlbear just fucks her up.
She
dude.
Loki's that motherfucker.
That was another thing where my wife and I are just laughing like hysterically because she's like, I think she's dead. And then she starts to get up and she's like, bang, 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 bang. And then
I like the like, you know, like the animalistic kind of like look over for approval after the like boom, 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 boom. Couple more. Boom, 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 boom. So good. So good.
And then they get the talisman back and Michelle Rodriguez dies. And so the whole time they want this talisman.
Michelle Rodriguez got in a car accident. She was stabbed with some sort of metal bad, but
she got drunk in Hawaii, got a DUI and got kicked off Lost.
So Dom got in his car, drove around the world backwards, spun it back.
Thank God Dom was there.
Thank God Dom was there.
Family. So what happens with this group is they become family by That's the right. end.
Family.
He poured a Corona on her
come on, Dos Equis, bro.
No, they're Corona. Dude,
the family drinks Coronas, bro.
Bro, come on.
Actually, I think they do. I think they drink Bud Light in a couple of them. I think Bud Light paid for.
You're like, who's the sponsor? That's who we're drinking.
So they bring back. So the whole time he wants the talisman to bring back his wife, who was killed by a red wizard. And this is the only way to do it. But his daughter was raised by Michelle Rodriguez. So when Michelle Rodriguez dies, his daughter's super sad because even though I'm sure she loves her mother, she wants the woman who raised her to come back.
That was the only mother she really knew.
So
the reason why the red wizards killed his wife.
Because he's a thief.
He stole from them.
Yeah.
He stole from them.
The tagged gold. All right, Justin, what's the connecting thread?
Yeah, just I noticed as we're watching the credits, I don't know if he was involved in the first season of the Wheel of Time music.
Oh,
but there is a dude, I believe he is a conductor and I believe operatic singer. I'm not sure. I could be talking about my ass. His name is Lorne Balfe or Balfe. He does the music for the Wheel of Time season 2.
Rad.
And it just got released.
Oh, really?
It just got released like a week ago, like the official like soundtrack. Apparently, like there's a one, it's like an Egwene song and it's about her, you know, like her game. It's like, I don't know if it's, I think it's music from the show, but I think it's some standalone stuff as well for the characters. So
does it have some Halsey remixes on it?
I don't think so.
It's screamo.
Oh my God. No, I said Lorne Balfe.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Balfe. I don't know how to explain, but he did the music for this movie as well.
It's Barf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've definitely seen that name. Barf. Not in here.
Not in here. This is a Mercedes.
Oh, we can do Spaceballs. Spaceballs fantasy.
Oh, that is definitely fantasy. That's like, yeah, definitely.
God, I forgot. We could eventually do like Star Wars on here if we want to just
do whatever we want.
Yogurt. I hate
even yogurt. With fruit.
It's the marketing. That's where you make the real money.
Merchandising.
I screwed it up.
So
anyway, he did the movie. He did the music for this movie as well as this season 2 of The Wheel of Time. That's all.
Wow, that was a deep dive.
Yeah, good job. That was not on page 1 of IMDb.
No. I just happened to notice it, and I've been noticing that he did. So I was like, oh, shit, that's cool.
So everyone out there, thank you for your patronage. Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this. I think, you know, sometimes we might stick to the movie more, sometimes not. This is our first time where we don't like have to get to Wheel of Time. So we just allowed, we're like, yeah, we'll talk about D&D, but mostly this is the most hanging out we've ever done since starting this show. So we just let the stories fly and have some fun. I hope you like us. If you like us, then whatever we're talking about is great. But you know what? In all honesty, you're paying us. So if you're like, I want lots of movie stuff. I want you guys can go off on your tangents, but I want you to get back and really dig deep into the movie. We can do that too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a problem. I assume
we can do commentary style, whatever you guys want. You tell us.
The reason we chose this movie is because it's free on Amazon, and we know you got it. You fucking Wheel of Timers, you fucking nerds,
nerds,
nerds.
Most importantly,
my people,
we're gonna do some official ratings for the movies that we watch.
Yeah,
and our ratings are going to bring us back to the Wheel of Times. It's a 5-star system, if you will, but with a twist. There's rejected, not good, probably shouldn't see it. Never mind, we're already sorry that we watched it. Novice.
For roasting purposes only.
Yeah, exactly. Novice, maybe good to see under certain circumstances. Accepted, it's acceptable. It's a movie. It's a movie. Aes Sedai, great movie. You should definitely check it out. You're going to love it. If you like Wheel of Time, you'll love this. And then there's the cream of the crop. I don't expect too many movies to get this.
No.
Because this is like a turn off the podcast, quit jerking off, and go watch this movie. That would be your Amerlin's movies.
Easy. Leave the podcast.
Well, we haven't rated it. We're going to do the ratings at the very end. So they're only going to miss the last like 5 minutes. Once we do our ratings, we'll go at it. So.
Fair enough. Then you can jerk off again. Then you can jerk off. I can't see Jeremy. He probably already is.
Don't quit jerking off. Just stop jerking off.
Talking like just a pause, okay?
Don't put away the lube. Jeremy, what are you rating? What are you rating? Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves.
I give it an Aes Sedai.
Whoa!
I totally give this an Aes Sedai.
Whoa!
This movie, if you go into it, and again, I don't know what Dungeons and Dragons fans are going to think of this movie. I would hope that they would be pleasantly surprised. But if you go into this movie with no expectations, which is what I did, and you just want a good movie that's entertaining and funny, how you don't like this, it's beyond me. Great movie.
I give it, I'm going to cheat because I'm a cheater. It's accepted, but it's been given the offer to the Arches.
Okay.
They decided to
So
defer.
She decided to not do it yet.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna take my second try.
It's
okay,
it's worthy of Aes Sedai status, but it's not quite there. It's above acceptable.
Wow. The naysayer this time, huh? I'm giving it an Aes Sedai.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And that's when I started to watch it. And, you know, granted, I think we tried to watch it at the Lake Cabin this summer, and I was probably drinking and, you know, ate too many edibles and fucking passed out. And I wasn't like, I don't even know. This is pretty, I don't know.
That's not a nice to die.
And then watching it last night, like, I was cracking the fuck up last night through the whole movie. And yeah, definitely worth the watch. And some really cool stuff. Like I was literally talking about it at work today. I was like, yeah, this was fun. Because like I said, I was working with a D&D nerd. I was just like, yeah, this was fun. This was cool. They're like, oh, that's cool that they have that in there. Like, this is a person that carries a 100-sided die in their pocket at all times.
Yeah.
So they were like, that's cool. I might check it out, you know?
Awesome. I'm going to do one quick search and see. Because I really hope this is the beginning of a franchise. And I don't know if I want them to bring all these people back or maybe they kind of just
I think it would be funner if you just kept the franchise and had like a different party every time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
I think it'd be
that's
cool.
Kind of what I'm thinking. And maybe sprinkle.
Oh, I don't know, man. You lose Chris Pine, though.
Well, you could have him make an appearance or you could have him be kind of like the Zank of that movie to kind of pass it along.
Sure.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad either.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah, or you could even like have like everybody come in, but that gets real expensive and hard to do with guys who are, you know, like a Michelle Rodriguez. Like, good luck getting her in for a week to do shoot, you know, a certain, you know, a small amount of stuff, and then having to pay her too.
So it was a deer.
See, she needed a deer. Shut up.
I like the Indiana Jones slide too. The deer.
Yeah.
The portcullis gate or whatever. I was like, yes.
There's that scene too when the little brain things are in the underneath. Yeah. And they walk. Like,
oh, that's insulting.
Yeah. They're like, be careful. They'll only attack you if you have a high intellect. And they all walk by. And like, that's a little insulting.
Those also reminded me of my dog, Marley, just grunting. Low to the ground and gremlin-y.
I love how Michelle Rodriguez loves potatoes too. Like, oh, that really hits me in my Irishness.
Now that I think about it, the actual dungeon portion was the most sitting at a table D&D style, because that's when, you know, the brain things, you know, that was an homage to people. And then, like I said, the like him talking about, you know, him being a dickhead dungeon master, making that bridge a pain in the ass, and then having it not matter at all.
Right.
And then you get a fucking hither dither stick, like, yes, please. And then you get a massive battle. I mean, that guy's just rolling fucking D20 after D20 on those motherfuckers. And then the dragon, for God's sakes. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so good.
Dude, Hugh Grant at the end, when he's standing on the pillar and he's like, get me down from here. This is not what we talked about. This is absurdly too hot.
The tea, the hot tea. Oh my God. This tea is.
Yeah, this is too. This is absurdly hot.
I mean, I want my tea hot, but this is real. Could you cool it off, darling?
I didn't know you were going to stick your whole like finger in the tea.
I'll leave that for later.
I'll just leave that for later. Yeah, and then, like I said, at the end when he's just like, this is not what we talked about. This is absurdly too high.
The part where when he puts the helmet on and then he's talking to his grandfather and then boom, it just like knocks off. And he goes, what happened? He goes, I put it on. My grandfather, like, you know, knocked it off my head. And he's like, because it looked like for us, you just put it on your head and then you flew like 30 feet.
Hey, and then flew the next, far the that
next,
time.
Yeah.
And then the next shot, he just puts it on and goes, boom.
Well, and dude, it's not his grandfather. It's him.
It's actually him.
Oh, I didn't pick up on. Oh, I'm so slow.
You had the courage inside of you the whole time.
Yes.
He was pretty funny, that wizard.
I love that we've talked more about the movie in the last 5 minutes than we did the last 2 hours. That's.
I have another story about that movie that pertains to movies.
No. Save it for tomorrow, fuckers. I'll see you guys then.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
May you always find water and shade. Shut up.
We don't sign out with everyone. Like this is our Patreon. What do we?
Give us money. Desmond needs money.
I just started hanging out with him and he had a tattoo on his teeth said, I need money.
Where he sleep? Harvard, Lovell House, third floor, right on the couch.
I say we sign out this way. Just magic it, dude.
Just magic.
You're magic.
Gotta go up to the top, won't stop. I'm gonna be the man, yeah, I gotta cut the knot. Really haters really on me, tryna take my spot. But we go up, yeah, we never gonna drop.
God damn it, now I have to edit this episode, you fuckers.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Thank the light. Thank you.